I'm violinist Simone Porter, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Gwendolyn. I'm 14 years old, and I play the harp. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Gwen. Ooh, a harp. That's pretty neat. That was Gwen playing our Kids Commute theme on her harp. We would love for you to play our theme on any instrument at all, and we have instruction sheet music how to do that at our website, kidscommute.org. Hi there, kids commuters. It is day 3 of Old American Songs Week. We'll have another hint for our Quizlet coming up after the music today. Today, from Aaron Copland's Old American Songs, number 2, we're going to hear a story about a terrible double cross. It's a song called The Golden Willow Tree. It's got a couple of other titles like The Sweet Trinity, The Merry Golden Tree, The Golden Vanity, or Sinking in the Lonesome Sea. Lots of different titles because, like Monday's song, The Little Horses, it's a folk song passed down by oral tradition. So depending on who's singing it, you might hear different words or a little bit of difference with it. For instance, here is the famous American folk music group, the Carter Family. They recorded it in 1935 as Sinking on the Lonesome Sea.
There was a little ship, and she sailed upon the sea, and she went by the name of the Merry Golden Tree, as she sailed upon the
And Copland heard another version of the song when it was called The Golden Willow Tree. This was performed by Justice Begley of Hazard, Kentucky, who sang and played the banjo. He recorded this in 1937.
There was a little ship in South America, crying, oh, the land that lies so low. There was a little ship in South America, she went by the name of the Golden Willow Tree. As she sailed in the lonesome
Now, this is a very old song. It dates all the way back to 1635. It's about a terrible double cross, which is like tricking someone or promising them something and then not delivering. In this case, the promiser is a captain of a ship. The captain, depending on the version of the song you're hearing, senses that the ship is in terrible danger and he doesn't know what to do, so a cabin boy offers to solve the problem for him. Now, the captain offers him all kinds of nifty things depending on which version of the song you're hearing. He offers to take him home, he offers to marry him to his daughter, all this different kind of stuff. So the cabin boy, who is incredibly brave, swims to the enemy ship, he drills holes in it to make it sink, he swims back, and that's when the captain double crosses him. Not only does he not give the boy all of the things he promises him, he gives him nothing and just leaves him there in the water. A terrible double cross. The name of the song is The Golden Willow Tree because that is the name of the ship. This is sung, as we're hearing all week, by William Warfield with Aaron Copland at the piano.
Was a little ship in South America, crying, oh, the land that lies so low. There was a little ship in South America, she went by the name of the Golden Willow Tree, as she sailed in the lowland, lonesome low, as she sailed in the lowland so low. We hadn't been a-sailing more than 2 weeks or three till we came in sight of the British Rovery, as she sailed in the lowland, lonesome low, as she sailed in the lowland so low. Up stepped a little carpenter boy, says, what will you give me for the ship that I'll destroy? I'll give you gold or I'll give thee. I'll give you gold, or I'll give a thee. The fairest of my daughters as she sails upon the sea, if you sink 'em in the lowland. and lonesome low, if you seek them in the land that lies so low. Upon his back and away swam he. He swam till he came to the British Rovery. He had a little instrument fitted for his use. He bored 9 holes and he bored them all at once. He turned upon his breast and back swam he. He swam till he came to the golden willow tree. Captain, oh captain, come take me on board. Oh captain, oh captain, come take me on board. And do unto me as good as your word, for I sank him in the lowland, lonesome low. I sank him in the lowland so low. Oh no, I won't take you on board. Oh no, I won't take you on board, nor do unto you as good as my word, though you sank him in the lowland, lonesome low, though you sank him in the land that lies so low. If it wasn't for the love that I have for your men, I'd do unto you as I'd done unto them. I'd sink you in the lowland, lonesome low. I'd sink you in the lowland so low. He turned upon his head and down swam he. He turned upon his head and down swam he. Swam till he came to the bottom of the sea. Sank himself in the lowland, lonesome low. Sank himself in the land that lies so low.
Oh, shame on that captain. What a terrible double cross. That was The Golden Willow Tree, sung by William Warfield with composer Aaron Copland at the piano. Now, kids commuters, it is Quizlet time. All week, we're asking you this question. We're dropping you some hints. If you get it right, we'll give you a shout out on the air, send you a little prize in the mail, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50, that is 50, packets of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. Now, there are 2 correct answers that we will accept this week, and we'll explain why there are 2 correct answers on Friday. So here's the question. What was Michigan's first state park? Again, we will accept 1 of 2 correct answers. Now, here is another hint for you. This first state park used to be part of the tribal lands of the Odawa, the Ojibwe, and the Potawatomi Native American tribes, who called it Great Turtle. Now, congrats to Tobias in Honor, Hazel in Rapid City, Sam and Jonah and Gwyneth and Jesse and Ames and Copeland, all from Traverse City. They have figured out the answer already. Do you know what it is? The first state park in Michigan? Send us the answer in a text message. Don't forget your name and address. To area code 231-237-7482. If you don't know, don't stress. We'll have 1 more hint for you tomorrow. And, you know, why not take a guess? You might just get it right. Now, again, I'll give you that number, 231-237-7482. Now, kids commuters, can you help me figure out a little mystery with my ears? Here is a situation. We're always asking you to send us your voices to introduce the show. Well, the best way to do that is to make a voice memo on your phone and then send it to our email address, which is kidscommute@interlochen.org. Sometimes we've asked you to call and leave it on our voicemail, but it comes out kind of garbled. So I'm going to play you a recording where we can't quite identify the kids who are doing this. Is this you? If this is you, please send us another Kids Commute greeting in a voice memo and then email it to kidscommute@interlochen.org. Take a listen. Is this you?
I'm 9 years old. I'm Emily, and I'm 11.
We play piano.
And you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
and then they play it very well on the piano, play our theme. Is that you? Let us know. Send us an email to kidscommute@interlochen.org. Record your greeting, please, with the voice memo. Send it back. And hey, if you haven't ever sent us a greeting before, we would love, love, love to hear from you. Do the same thing. And you can find the script if you need it at kidscommute.org. Okay, thanks for listening. That was Kids Commute for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a gorgeous day.
Interlochen Public Radio.